We haven't got a high number of cases. It's not of particular concern, but the perpetrators of these offences have been arrested, tried in court, so that they have the right to due process. An idea was also conveyed that we should repeal the recently approved Act on Vandalism Against Public Property. Well, the aim of that law is to protect the human rights of millions of people against the criminal acts of a few. Vandalism against public property causes millions of dollars of damage every year and deprives people of water, energy and public transport. Just a couple of weeks ago, the central electrical switchboard providing energy to two municipalities in Luanda, the capital, was set alight. The perpetrators were arrested and brought before the courts for trial. There are crimes in Angola which cause a loss to the community. For example, some of the components of the railway lines are removed, cables are vandalised and water pipelines are vandalised. So the aim of the law is to ensure that everyone can enjoy their human rights. Demonstrations in Angola. As I was saying, everyone is free to demonstrate. Between 2018 and 2023, there were over 800 peaceful demonstrations. There are various plans in Angola to protect human rights. Notably, in 2013, Angola adopted a gender equality and equity plan with a plan of action, and we also adopted an executive plan to combat domestic violence in the same year. In 2014, we adopted a sectoral plan for gender equality and equity, and we also launched a campaign called We're All Equal. This was led by Angola's FIDI, and we also have a plan to prevent and combat sexual abuse of young people. In Angola, we have around 4 or 5 ministers under the age of 50. I'm one of them. I'm the Minister of Justice and I was appointed when I was 40 years old. So, over half the judges in Angola are under 50 years of age. The same can be said of our prosecutors, and the majority of municipal and provincial police commanders. So, President, I'd like to thank everyone who has contributed to this review and made recommendations. We will undertake a commitment to consider recommendations and comply with them. We would like to thank the Office of the High Commissioner for its constant support, and we will be only too happy to fulfil the recommendations made today. Thank you very much.
Je remercie son excellence et sa...
I would like to thank His Excellency and the delegation for their presentation and participation in this exercise. The report of this review will be prepared by the Troika, comprising the representatives of Ghana, France and Kyrgyzstan. In line with the procedure in place since 2015, the section devoted to